Vacation day 6. So Vitavu has essentially two kinds of climbing: cracks and slabs. And yesterday and up till now, we've kind of been hitting the cracks. That's what it's more famous for. But the slab climbing are kind of less than vertical, crystally, knobbly faces where you're basically sticking to the rock just by the friction on your shoes and maybe getting a fingertip or something on a crystal, pinching little edges and crystals. And it is a very insecure feeling, especially when you're just getting started. So both the flavors of these two kinds of climbing and are so different, but what they have in common at Vitavu is just that they tend to demand every last bit that you can possibly put into it just to do one move. And then you do that, and it does the same thing and demands every ounce of your being again later on. And I think that's why I am attracted to this place. One reason is something about that, just pouring every ounce of effort that you can muster into something that matters not at all in the great scheme of things, but feels like your very life depends on it in the moment, which of course it doesn't with the ropes and protective gear, but some part of your brain believes it. And that feeling of demandingness, I think, is what makes Vitavu special for me. And it's part of why climbing itself is so renewing, but something about the character of Vitavu has that all to itself. So today we found a new area of slab climbs that we'd never been to before. And with a decent approach, and got there with beautiful weather. And probably the defining moment of the day was I was leading out on the second route that we were doing, still not totally in that faith, having the faith in the friction and the holds, not quite in my head yet. And I guess I looked, the climb I was doing, you kind of step away from a ledge and out over a big expanse, so it's a long way down, a lot of exposure, and I'm balanced on these tiny crystals and attempting to clip a bolt. And Anne said that I looked so sketchy at that point she couldn't bear to watch and looked away, but I did get it clipped, and the rest of the day went pretty well, although that demanding feeling again came on a harder route that we tried on top rope, which kind of eliminates the fear of falling, but still doing moves where I felt like the only positive thing holding me on the rock was a little grape nut crystal under my middle finger, and everything else was just demanded precision, fluid motion, and just barely pulled it off. So pouring our being into climbing, and somehow that's renewing. We came back and had a good nap after that, well deserved. And then I went out and, kind of icing on the cake, ran a trail loop that I've tried many times in many years past and never quite got right and forgotten about and put notes of little discoveries here and there on OpenStreetMap, and those are still there. And today I was able to piece them all together on a run, do a loop around Twin Mountain and Green Mountain. That's 6 miles long and has some, I call it Glorp Meadow, because it's these green meadows that are just basically ankle to knee-deep black mud that the trail goes through here and there, and there's no way to get through them except to glorp, 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 and try not to lose your shoes. And so I came back very happy, but with my legs black up to the knees, and Anne sent me away immediately with a sponge bath, which took me a good half hour, but was fairly pleasant because it was still warm out and a nice breeze. So fulfilled another little vidavu, unfulfilled desire there. So very good. What we're looking at ahead is now we've got one more day to enjoy vidavu, and then we'll be moving on to the next phase of our vacation, wedding and visits in Denver, and then heading north and switching into hiking and backpacking mode, where there will be an entirely different set of demands, and the character of these will probably change at that point. One little side note that will probably play in the future is that when we first got to Vidavu, we would see mosquitoes, but they weren't really biting. But now, a couple of mosquitoes just got into our camper and smashed them, and they were bloody. They had bitten me already. I'm scratching one right now. So mosquito season, I think, is going to be beginning. I have no idea what it will be like up north in Montana and Idaho, but the potential is horrendous. So I'll try not to dream about mosquitoes. And work. I don't think I had work dreams last night. Well, I didn't remember any anyway. And no emergencies popped up today. So good day on many fronts. Good night.